Hello, and welcome to the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading and Brian McAvoy, where the focus is on consistency, because when you have the consistent part down, profits become easy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading and Brian McAvoy. That would be me. Today, I'm really excited to be interviewing Zvi Benyamini from Israel. He focuses solely on helping traders with his business, Whole Brain Trading. And we're going to just go ahead and jump into it. And I want to get to know you just a little bit. So how'd you get started with trading? What of all the like thousands of things you could have, you know, gotten into, how'd you wind up in the trading space?
Hi, Brian. Well, how'd I wind up in the trading space? Probably about 20 years ago. I was in engineering management at the time. Ran across, the only thing I knew about money was probably putting money in CDs in the bank. Ran across trading almost by accident and investing, and the whole thing, everything looked the same. Some guy came in on a lecture with showing us charts. That's easy enough. I can do that, right?
Yep.
A few years later, I'm still convincing myself that I can do that. But yeah, that was pretty much the start of it. I was pretty quick to realize that it's not as easy as it looks. So I had to really kind of learn how to do it. It was just pretty early on that I realized I wanted to do this seriously.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I remember after my first serious technical analysis course, at the end of the course, I came up to the instructor. Back then, the instructors were physical courses. In the classroom, I came up to the instructor and I'm like, okay, how do I turn this into something serious? Great course, but now what do I do? He says, well, if you want to be serious, you got to learn this from somebody who actually knows what he's doing. And got to really get into it.
Oh yeah.
It's not going to happen if you're kind of, you know, okay, I learned a few things and I picked up from here and I picked up from there. And that's where it kind of started. It was, you know, serious seminars, the serious books, the serious teachers, and mentoring. And yeah, after a few years, and I was doing okay, but I was working with a mentor at that time, and I was doing okay on the lessons, and at every chart he showed me I could read.
Yeah.
And every situation he gave me, I could trade reasonably well, with one problem: the account wasn't making any money. Other than that, everything was great. And I was, okay, David, why am I not making any money? And he says, I don't know, you're doing everything right. Could it be psychological? But I can't help you with that. Where I started figuring out that, you know, there's more to this than reading the charts.
Oh yeah, true. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you mentioned that you're in engineering prior to trading. So many engineers get caught up in a trading, and just like you said, it's like, you know, because engineers generally are above average intelligence wise. You look at trading, yeah, I get it, I can do that. It's like the trap of being above average intelligence is, yeah, you look at something like trading, say, sure, I can do that. It's like, no, you're underestimating the challenge here, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we tend to think that charts have anything to do with math, and they really don't, unlike any other chart we've ever seen before. Yeah. And we bring a lot of habits from engineering that don't necessarily work.
Yeah. Now, so what did you get started with trading? Were you trading stocks or futures or?
I was trading stocks.
Okay.
Mostly swing trading at the time.
Okay.
Swing traded for a few years. I tried to go full time. Took a year off of work. Tried to go full time. Made the mistake that everybody does when they try going full time, which means I'm on the clock. Every minute I'm not trading, I'm wasting. And if I can trade Forex in the morning, U.S. stocks in the afternoon, and I might as well be doing that. And I would start my day at 8 a.m., finish at 11:30. trade seven different systems simultaneously on seven different time frames and get caught in my own feet and fumble.
Oh yeah.
I was literally losing on day trading everything that I was making on my swing trading account, but it was the same account, so I didn't really notice. I felt break even.
Yeah.
But
funny.
And it took a while, plus a painful going back to work for another few years before I tried going full time again, to really kind of, okay, this is what you need to be doing. You may learn other things on the side, but don't mix the money. Kind of, it's okay to risk $1,000 a trade on your swing account, but please don't do that on your day trading because you don't know what you're doing.
Oh yeah. Well, now, so you touched on it already, and of course we got to get here because I think we're on the same page with a couple of our perspectives on it. You said you know you did realize after a while it's more than just reading charts. There's a psychological aspect to it. So, what's your perspective on because you know the psychology of trading? Everybody loves throwing the term around,
yeah.
But it can mean very different things depending on who you're talking to. So when somebody says trading psychology, what does that mean to you?
I think most people look for trading psychology in the wrong place.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
They find themselves struggling with emotion and stress and fear and all of that in real-time execution. Mm-hmm. And they focus and they think that's the key in psychology.
Yeah.
But it really isn't. The key to trading psychology, and I can use an analogy from basketball. You know, if Steph Curry has to shoot the last shot of the game and he's open and he needs to focus, he has all the skill. He can do that 100 times over. But now it's all down to psychology. Can you keep your focus? You've practiced every day for years, zillions of times. All that's left is execution psychology. But if I were to have to shoot that shot, I'm not good enough. I don't know how to take it. My probabilities are terrible. And of course I'm going to be stressed because I'm not skilled enough. Why am I not skilled enough? Because I didn't get up at 6 a.m. every day to practice and shoot 1,000 shots a day. So I didn't do my psychology didn't bring me to the point where I take it professionally enough and I'm skilled enough and I know exactly what I'm doing, that all that's left is execution. Trading psychology is more about trader mindset than about execution stress for most retail traders.
Okay. So again, I gotta hitch up on the words because they can be so subjective. Because I think I know what you're talking about when you say mindset, but I know there are a lot of other people, when you say mindset to them, they got a different take on what mindset means. What do you think? When you say mindset, what do you mean?
Mindset means I am approaching this professionally. I am putting in the work that I need to work. I'm working systematically. I want a system. I want to know its numbers. I want to know if it's wrong so I can stop doing it and do something else. I build the skill. I want a journal because I want to know what's going on. I want to be the very best that I can be, not just theoretically, but I'm actually doing what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. No, it's just like a diet. I want to lose 10 pounds. Yeah, but I also want to eat ice cream. So it's not going to work together. Right. What do you want more? And mindset is really about wanting to do and actually doing the things that you need to do to become a good trader. And if you do that, execution becomes a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every time that I work with a trader and they have an execution problem, they have a problem with exits. They keep getting stressed as soon as the trade starts moving. Okay, what's going to prompt you to exit? The answer is usually this and maybe that and maybe not that, but maybe not that and maybe. If they had a
clear sometimes exit, this.
Yeah, sometimes this, but sometimes that. I kind of feel my way throughout it.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, you're stressed because you're now improvising. Under pressure, under fire, with real money on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you're going to be stressed. That's normal. You're not supposed to fix that. You're supposed to be stressed. That stress is telling you you don't know what you're doing, man.
You know, it's funny. You've mentioned that a couple of times already. And I remember years ago, and there's a very famous guy in the trading space, is in the trading psychology space in particular. And he's got a lot of bestseller books and stuff out. And anyway, he and I got on the phone. And it was pretty cool. I was kind of just starting out. And but you know, I was going to ask him, it's like, so, you know, what's your take on, you know, the whole bit? And he's like, well, you know, traders, you know, if they're struggling, they've got these deep psychological issues, you know, deep rooted beliefs are usually subconscious, and you know, it might take a year or two to, you know, work through them all, flesh them all out. And I'm like, no, I totally disagree. And he's like, oh no, this is what it is. And I'm like, no, most of the people I've talked to, they're okay, they're not all screwed up, they just don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh no, that's not it. It's psychological. I'm like, no, because, you know, if most people, if you take them and you throw them into something, they don't know how to do it, and it takes skill. Yeah, they're going to stress. It's going to be rough, and it's going to be emotional. But if they know what they're doing, not a big deal. And it's like, oh no, that's like, I know, it's funny because we got into this argument. Neither of us would concede the other's point. And I'm like, whatever, dude. And we got off the phone and I'm like, yeah, okay. But no, I agree with you. Yeah. This like most of the psychology comes from a state of competence and confidence.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so yeah, if you address that, you're addressing the cause. The stress and the emotions come from the lack of competence and confidence.
Exactly. Now it gets worse because there's so much talk about trading psychology that it's almost normalized that it's okay. Everybody struggles with this. So it's okay that I'm struggling with it. There's no red flag here screaming, you don't know what you're doing, man.
Stop.
It's just
with real money.
Everybody gets stressed. You'll work your way through it. And then you see people posting questions like, okay, this some guy posting a post on a forum saying, okay, this is the first time I blew my account. Because everybody around him is blowing accounts. And I answered the guy and I said, no, this is the last time you ever go near to blowing an account. See the difference in how that makes you act differently now? Like, I was stressed because I wasn't sure where to exit.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I become sure where to exit so I never need to stress out? Instead of taking all these things as signals to be proactive, and figure it out so it doesn't ever happen again. Mm-hmm. It's just part of the game and it's normal and everybody kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody struggle with this and let's tell each other war stories on what stresses us out and how fearful we are about missing out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no.
One of the biggest disservices people do is in the forums or on, you know, podcasts or whatever, and they say, oh, no, trading, it's going to be emotional. And it's going to be stressful. It's just how it is. It's like, what a huge disservice, because that's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody would have told me, no, all this stress is because you don't know what you're doing. Fix your system. Go do more work, more systematic work on your system. Set your rules more clearly. Have a clear exit. Have a clear entry. Have a clear rule for the exact timing. Mm-hmm. Do all of that. Instead, it was, okay, work through the psychology that sends you on a wild goose chase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just learn how to control your emotions. That's
exactly. Control your emotions. You're human. We can't control them, or even worse, trade without emotions.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're supposed to be a robot. I had a client once that was very, he would tilt like crazy. And I would ask him, okay, what do you want instead of tilting like crazy? He said, I want to trade without emotion. I go, like, really? You really want to spend your day without feeling anything? No, but that's what I'm supposed to. That's what everybody says, which brings us to the next goose chase in trading psychology, which is copying other people's words of wisdom. Yeah. The entire industry of trading mindset is based on the idea that there is an absolute objective trading mindset that great traders possess. And if you copy them and you listen to their words of wisdom and you try to apply that, you're going to think like them.
Yeah.
When in fact, it's the other way around. the entire issue of trading psychology and trading mindset and trading stresses and everything is about you, not about that North theoretical North Star that somebody else drew for you, about how they feel. Mm-hmm. It's about you. Where are you right now? Why are you stressed? Four people are going to be stressed when they try to enter a trade for four different reasons, because they have four different gaps in their system, or four different, or one of them's trading too big for his size, another one's trading too small for his size, another one's trading an entry that he got off YouTube but he doesn't trust. Each one has a different reason, and another one just got burned three times and second guesses his entire system. So it's really about kind of, okay, don't show me the summit and say, put some guru on the summit and say, okay, this is how I think. Look at that trader that's trying to climb right now, is in the middle of the rock and he's not sure which hand to move next. And instead of teaching him theory, go and see where are you right now? What are you struggling with? What's running in your mind right now? Which is different from anybody else. Okay, where's the next place to put the next hand? Now, where's the next place to put your foot?
Okay.
Now, how do you climb from where you are? Trading psychology is about working on you, mm-hmm. not about reading somebody else. Now, reading somebody else, you can read all the trading books in the world, and you're much more educated, but you're still stressed on all your trades because you didn't change anything in the way you're approaching it.
Oh, yeah.
You may want to, but you didn't.
Right.
For that, you need to kind of do something.
Yeah, you got to do something. Yeah, you can't just consume information. That doesn't change.
Exactly. It's not about consuming information. Right. It's about both personal work and system work. Mm-hmm. You got to do them both.
Yeah.
And if you do them, then you move forward. And if you don't do them, then you're educated. It's like learning more indicators and more systems and more. Now you learn more trading psychology. It's the same thing. You're not going to be a better trader.
True. You just know more strategies.
Exactly. You know more strategies. Now I know more strategies about trading psychology too. That doesn't help me either. You need to master the one that you're actually trading.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to master the psychology and the minds and the thought patterns that run in your mind when you're actually trading, mm-hmm. and work on those.
Yeah, very cool. Well, so you got into trading a while back. You said it was like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
About how long ago did you start helping other traders?
A few years ago.
Okay.
I started a few years ago. At first, it was really, you know, the classic teaching and or mentoring with, you know, I'll show you how to trade and. And at some point, I realized that many people that have been trading for a while, they've been trading for a few years, they got the grasp on the basics. They got the grasp on a few trading methods. They know what they think they're supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. but they're stuck. You know, we expect this kind of progress on trading on our trading chart, and actually we go like this, and then we kind of get stuck. And we think we're going to break through that, but that breakout can take years or happen never.
Oh yeah,
and that's the frustration that starts building up with traders that have traded 2, 3, 5, 7, 10 years, mm-hmm. and haven't made it.
Yeah.
And they realize that the last thing they need is another teacher right now. What they do need is to figure out what's going on. Like, why am I not making money is the question. Or why am I spiraling down and tilting? Or...
Well, yeah. Well, the question is, what am I missing?
Exactly. What am I missing?
Because, yeah. It's like, you know, because I'm sure you've done it where you're talking to somebody, like you said, 3, 4, 5 years. And they think they know pretty much all there is to know about trading and being a trader. And they're not asking the right question. It's like, I think I know all this stuff. What am I missing? Because I'm obviously missing something. I have all this knowledge, but it's still not working. So what am I missing?
Usually if you run with a trader through a single trade, bar by bar, you know everything they don't know. But just for the questions that they start hesitating on, and there's a lot of holes in the system usually. Also, a lot of times there are mindset issues which are not about trading psychology. They're about the bigger picture of where trading fits in your life. You know, we all want to separate that trading psychology from our everyday life. I'm going to be a very organized trader. Yeah, where else in your life are you organized? Ah, nowhere. But I want my trading to be organized. It's not going to happen. If you're looking for that excitement, if you're looking for that recklessness, these are the points that are real trading psychology issues that will mess everything up. Because if somebody's there for the excitement, they're gonna do a lot of things and avoid doing a lot of things that they should be doing because it ruins the excitement.
Sure.
And until you pick up on those self-sabotaging situations, and self-sabotage is a lot more common than we think. Everybody self-sabotages a bunch of stuff in their lives, including trading. But it's not specific to trading. And figuring out where I'm self-sabotaging myself and figuring that out and stopping that will all of a sudden allow them to do what you want them to do, which is get to work on your freaking system. But they couldn't until now because there was that inner conflict in them that wanted something else more.
Oh.
And as soon as you don't want that something else more, now I'm available to be open to set the rules and write them down and count the numbers and drop the setups that aren't working. And because I'm not there for the action anymore, and I'm not there
Oh.
to show my parents that I did well or something came out of me
Well,
or whatever.
you nailed a big one a second ago when you said identifying in internal conflicts. That's huge. Because yeah, that can keep people on a self-sabotage cycle forever. If they
Yeah.
don't identify what their internal conflicts are, that conflict never goes away. And it just stays there and keeps kicking at your feet. And yeah, that's huge.
Yeah,
So
it is.
now when you're working with traders, so what's it like when somebody comes to work with you? Is that kind of where you focus? Where, like I said, what's it like when somebody comes to work with you?
Well, usually they come in some level of despair and frustration, and
Oh yeah.
they've had about just about enough of this
They're like this close to
stuff.
quitting, right?
Not necessarily this close to quitting, but very usually after a very painful period or event that made them realize that they can't continue doing what they were doing and expect the same results.
There you go.
They
Right.
need to do something else, but they don't know what. And first of all, it's really about identifying where their real problems are. Are they system problems? And if so, there's usually a mindset issue. Why are you trading without a system, not knowing what you're doing? Like, I would not be on the NBA court because I'm not good enough. And I would not try out for the NBA team because I'm not good enough. Why are you guys trading money without the rules? Ah, because I think I can do it because I trust my intelligence, because I
Oh
want to
yeah.
have fun, and I'm in a hurry to make money, because if I don't make 100% in the next 3 years, then my entire life is not going to go the way I want it. For whatever reason, I don't have time to waste right now on this because I need to make money quickly. For whatever reason, we need to figure that reason out. We need to put it out in the open. Many times, people aren't even aware of those.
True.
There's a lot of drivers that drive our actions that we're not even aware of.
Sure.
And then once they're aware of those, okay, let's look them in the eye, figure out the grown-up solution to how we move forward.
The
Yeah, because you know,
context
really, those are the conflicts. You know, it's just like dieting. You want to lose 10 pounds, but you like ice cream. You want to lose 10 pounds, but if you lost 10 pounds, then all of a sudden, I don't know, I'd start exercising, and you know, I don't want to exercise really, so I'll just stay like this. For whatever thing is holding you back, and most people have an idea, but it's usually the wrong idea of what's really holding them back. Sure. And only after you start digging, you find the real things. And once you remove those, you look them in the eye, you find the solution to both sides of the conflict that everything can move forward with, that's when people are able to move forward. You know, discipline is really about conflict. It's not about gritting it out. Discipline is a lot easier if you want to do what you need to do.
Oh, yeah. True.
If you see how it serves your biggest purposes. If, however, you have different purposes, which it doesn't serve or it even conflicts with, discipline is going to be a tug of war against something that you're not even sure what you're tugging against, yeah. But you're not going to win.
Yeah.
You can't get up at 5 a.m. and go running unless you care enough to, I don't care what it costs me, I need to do this. And then you just do it. Then there's no discipline issue. It's just the normal decision for what's so important to you. I mean, go to that David Goggins stories, you know, he wanted to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a Navy SEAL so bad that he was willing to do whatever it needed to take.
Well, just to kind of balance things a little here, because I've had this conversation with a number of people. It doesn't have to be that you have this overwhelming motivation. You just have to have enough to get you past the resistance. So even if you're not like crazy fired up, yeah, I just got to do it. Mm-hmm. As long as it's enough to get you to do it, that's good enough.
Yeah. The point is the resistance. If the resistance is big,
yeah,
you need a lot.
Yeah.
If the resistance is something that you're just not aware of, and once you look it in the eye, you say, that's kind of stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I accept that that's what I'm thinking, but I don't want that to stop me. The resistance dissolves. And the moment the resistance dissolves, you need a lot less force to go through it.
True. Well, and then once you actually get in motion, if you can get even a little bit of momentum,
mm-hmm.
that's huge.
Yeah, it gets easier once you start moving.
Yeah.
You know, get a few days where your trades are all straight A's. When every trade was by the rules, just get a few days where that's your only goal. Every trade was by my rules. Take two trades that day, three trades that day. Every trade was by my rule. Do that for a week and the wheels start turning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Make that your goal and just do that for a week. And then, you know, like you said, things start getting in motion and you start gaining momentum.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to start turning the wheels at some point.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, so when somebody comes to work with you, that's kind of your starting point, is just find out what the problem is and getting some momentum in the right direction. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it starts with getting momentum, finding the problem, getting momentum in the right direction. Sometimes all they need is really a point in the right direction and a few steps to get the wheels turning. Sometimes it's about a little deeper work because the conflict isn't obvious.
Yeah.
It's there, but it's not obvious, and the person will usually, you know, self-sabotages of all sorts. You're usually not aware of why you're self-sabotaging.
Yeah.
And you got to figure that out.
True.
And there's the tools to do that and the processes to do that. But it's really about, you know, doing a little work and figuring out where that is, and then removing that conflict and removing that resistance, and then you're able to do back to square one. Okay, how do we get the wheels turning in the right direction and start gaining momentum?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's huge gaps or critical gaps in the system where it's normal to be stressed because you're not competent. And once you notice that, okay, then homework goes in that direction.
Yeah. Well, so one thing I noticed, on your site, maybe I missed it, but I mean, you've got, your process, and we'll just go over real quick, or if you want to explain it, you get on your page, on your webpage, says, process consists of four key steps: trading review, mental exploration, solution design, and market validation. And so, is that like the general process they use with most people?
It's a general process, but it looks very, very different on different traders, because depending on what you find out when you start exploring, you're going to go in very different down very different paths, more technical, more psychological, more action driven, or more figuring out deeper what the problem is, or going to do homework on your system. Some people it'll take a round. Some people it'll take five rounds.
Gotcha.
And how mixed are the things together? Because system and mindset are really, related. It's not
Oh,
like they're
sure.
two separate things.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty much one projection of the other. I mean, I used to have that problem. I would get off trades too early. I would wait for these huge setups and then take them at the first pop, because I was unable to sit through a trend and sit through the drop. Now, that mindset issue, how I would feel when I see trends going down, and which was psychological view of the way I view trends, the way I view drawdowns in my mind, was projected into the system. I built a complete rationalization around that. I had very strict rules on how I get off of the first trade. I was following my rules. The rules were stupid, because the rules were fear driven
Oh yeah.
rather than the good thing to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And like you said, like a lot of traders are really good at rationalizing.
Yeah, we rationalize discretion. What we really want is to avoid rules and have as much freedom to be more active, but we call it discretion and judgment. We rationalize fear of entry as waiting for that perfect setup and being very diligent on the entry rules. We're creating rules that have no validity, but we create them because they make us feel better and avoid those things that are harder for us. And when you start seeing those connections, and when you release one of those, because those are huge barriers. That one could have held me at that level forever, until I broke through that one. All of a sudden, all my winners were two, three times bigger, without changing probabilities or anything. Just my winners got three times bigger. So when you release something like that, or you have a hard time adding because you can't wrap your head around the idea that you might give back the profit that you already have, so you avoid adding. But you're avoiding adding not because the math tells you it's a bad idea. You're avoiding adding because your stomach tells you it's a bad idea and you're afraid. But once you learn how to do that, and you work through the mental side of being okay with adding, you can now incorporate it into your system. Boom, every good trade is twice as big. All of a sudden, your numbers change without really doing anything, just because you removed that fear. So identifying the fears that are hidden inside your rules can be huge jumps in performance.
Oh yeah, indeed. Well, that's pretty cool. So, and yeah, I noticed, the other thing I noticed that's kind of different about you is, yeah, you seem pretty flexible in what you do. You said, like, some people it's just one session, others it's like five, maybe more. Yeah, you seem to be pretty flexible and able to, adapt what you're doing to each person's situation. That's pretty cool. So, now if anybody's curious, and we'll go and wrap this up here pretty soon. If anybody's curious, if you want to find out more about what Z's got going on, go to wholebraintrading.com. That's his website, and that's where you can find out about, more about him and how he works and his process. And you can even go ahead and book a one-on-one call with him, a 15-minute little discovery call, you know, so you can find out, you know, you can find out about him. He can find out about you, make sure it'd be a good fit to work together. But Whole Brain Trading, and you've had this site up for a while. It's a good looking site. You present things well. It's nice and clear and concise. Now you're in Israel. So what time zone are you in?
This is 7 hours ahead of Eastern time.
Okay.
But worked with people from California to Australia. and in the middle. That we can always get around.
Cool. Well, this has been really a good conversation and worthwhile and fun. You got any final words of wisdom for our listeners today?
Final words of wisdom. This always takes me back to, okay, why do they need my words of wisdom? just look at yourself and really see what the real problem is, because it usually is something different than what you would like it to be, because that's as easiest.
Yeah.
Most people know what the big problem is. Just ask yourself on that behavior, what am I gaining from this? Or what does this help me avoid that I really don't want to do and I really don't want to accept and I really don't want to admit? And if you just ask these two questions and do that honestly enough, even ask, you know, have somebody ask you that question that you trust, and you really have to answer them, then you're going to find out that there are things that you need to do that you're not doing right now. And it's going to become obvious to you that you need to do them.
Yeah.
And then you just need to do them.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to, these things do not fix themselves. Okay. That's the important thing. Traders will get stuck for years, many years, in the same cycle, making the same mistake patterns over and over and over again with a new system and the new system and the new system.
True.
And
very true.
If you see that you have a trading mistake pattern, it is not going to go away until you look it in the eye and decide, what do I need to change so this mistake never happens again? Not even once.
Yeah. Well, you're touching on something that I love to preach, and that is, if you've been stuck for a while, you got to understand that you are your own limitation. And so you need to get some outside perspective, because you don't know what you don't know, and you can't see what you can't see. And so being able to hop on a call with somebody like you, that can be that outside perspective that says, yeah, hey, this is what you've been not seeing. And so now we see it, now we can address it. And that can be massively helpful. So for everybody listening, like I said, you know, if what we're talking about today and what Zvi's talking about, if it resonates with you, swing by his site. And, you know, go ahead and book a call with him. I think it would be absolutely worth your while. And the main thing is, don't stay stuck. That's the main thing. Act on what you're finding out today. Don't just say, yeah, that was fun and that was interesting, and then keep doing the same thing. If you want your trading to be better, do something about it.
Yeah.
So Zvi, thank you again for taking the time today. And I really appreciate it. It's been a real fun conversation. Hopefully it's, you know, been worthwhile for everybody. And all the listeners, applaud you for taking time out of your day to, you know, focus on yourself, learn how to, you know, be a better trader, and develop, and not just chase more indicators and strategies. So, yeah, Zvi, thanks again.
Thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Been a great chat. Love to have you on again sometime. And everybody, make sure, you know, if you like this, share it with your friends, subscribe to the channel or the podcast. We'll see you on the next episode of the Consistent Profits Podcast. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading. Make sure to swing by InsideOutTrading.com and pick up your free copy of Break the Cycle, 10 things you can do to stop reinforcing the past and get your trading on the right track. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to subscribe on your favorite channel, and we'll see you on the next episode. Cheers!